Hey, good morning. This is Julie Farrow with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today is Dave McSpadden with the Ellis County Art Association. Good morning.
Good morning, Julie.
And Dave is the president of
the Ellis County Art Association, which is a nonprofit group here in town. It's a group of almost 100 people that are involved in art of one type or another, all the way down to photography. And we have a little gallery on the square called Art on the Square.
Yeah.
It's just south of the courthouse and open most days of the week except Monday. And so what we're talking about today is a plein air event. Plein air is an expression, I think it's a French term for outdoor painting.
Is that P-L-A-I-N or any?
P-L-E-I-N.
Oh, E-I-N, okay.
And A-I-R, it's... Yeah, and some people add an E on the end of the A-I-R just to be fancy.
Oh, plein air.
Yeah, but it's really a cool thing, and I think this is our 16th annual outdoor painting event. So people come from all over the state to come in here that are artists, and they mostly are doing oils and acrylic. And they have easels and everything they need to paint outdoors, and the idea is to paint historic Waxahachie. We're so blessed here in town to have so many historic places, homes and buildings. Of course, the courthouse is iconic, and people just love to come to Waxahachie to see all the things that we have. We have an inordinate number of historical marker buildings for a town of our size.
Mm-hmm.
It really is quite a blessing for everyone here, and this is our way of celebrating that. So we have all kinds of events that are going on, but it's about to wrap up. The good news for the public is that once we put the art up in the gallery, then it'll be up through the month of July. So people will be able to see all the artwork that's been done because we're going to dedicate our gallery to the outcome of this particular program. Through the month of July. So they have an opportunity to come down and see it. However, if they want to see something going on a little sooner than that, actually the deadline for bringing their art into the Art Association, which is at, by the way, I should say it's at 113 West Franklin, if you don't know where it is. But again, it's easy. It's just south of the courthouse.
Next to Farmluck.
Correct, next to Farmluck. And so... Actually, tomorrow at noon is the deadline for getting their work in. We have over 20 people that have come in that are doing it. And if you've seen easels around town, then that's what's going on. That's the people that are involved in this program.
Let me ask you a question. So did they have like a list of historic landmarks to choose from, or do they just know and they just go pick it, or how do they decide?
Both. We guide them to places if they need help.
Okay.
And tell them all of the places they can go, and otherwise they kind of out on their own.
Yeah.
And some of them choose to go out into the country and find old barns and things like that. So it's not all just historic buildings.
But, yeah.
So it'll be a wide variety of paintings that'll be hanging in the gallery as a result of this program. But they've turned in their work by noon tomorrow. It will be hung in the gallery on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Friday, a lady who is a member of the National Outdoor Painters Society and several other national associations, really well-recognized artists among art groups, is Bev Boren, and she'll be coming in on Friday to judge. So this is a judge show.
Oh, good.
Where all of the people that are putting their work in are going to be judged, and there will be prizes for the first and second and third place. In addition to that, Historic Waxahachie Foundation, or the group that runs Historic Waxahachie here in town,
mm-hmm.
has a program called Saving Places, and they will be awarding a $200 award for the person that they choose. They'll come in on their own and judge the work and find one that they like the best. That's called Saving Places here in Waxahachie.
Okay.
And we'll be awarding that as well. Then on Saturday night, we will, at 6 o'clock, the public is welcome to come into the gallery, and we will be having our awards program to give out all these awards and highlight, and it'll be a reception with refreshments and what have you, but we will be highlighting the best of the best of the work that's been done.
Oh, good. And now, will anyone be able to purchase any of this stuff?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it'll all be for sale.
Oh, really?
If they are hung on Thursday and have their work in on time, it'll be entered into our accounting system and our computers, and they'll have a tag next to each work that has a price on it that they'll be available for sale.
Well, that sounds like fun.
So if you would like the idea of decorating your home or your office with a piece of work that is featuring the historic parts of Waxahachie, this was an ideal time to come look at doing it. It's unique. It's not something you find at Hobby Lobby or,
yeah, for sure,
you know, Target or anywhere else. This is first-class works of art personally done by people here on site.
So they can, if they are interested in purchasing Saturday after the judging is finished,
mm-hmm.
they can, so
yes,
probably
right.
around, so maybe Saturday afternoon?
Saturday afternoon on, we should be able to start purchasing the artwork if they want to do it.
Well, good.
Yeah.
How long will that artwork be up?
Through July.
Okay.
Yeah, June and July, and then we shift to another show. We try to keep that gallery fresh every 60 to 90 days, so that people that come regularly will be able to see something different throughout the year.
So we were just talking a minute ago, right before the show, about another thing you guys do there, which is guided painting.
Mm-hmm.
How would you call that?
Yeah. Little painting events where people can come in and learn from one of our instructors,
mm-hmm.
and all do the same image. You know, they'll have an image on the screen or an image on a table, like a still life that they can paint, and guide them through what the steps are, so that someone who may have had the inkling, we'll say, of painting, but never really had the courage to step out on their own and do it, will be able to do something, and they will be surprised at how well they can do.
Even if they don't have the inkling, and like me.
Yeah.
I never had the inkling, but I really enjoyed it.
I saw the work you did. It's fabulous. Yeah.
It is. So if you're not an artist, but you want to have fun and do something with a group together, or you have a friend and you want to get together and go there, I went there for Mother's Day with my mom, my mother-in-law, the girls, my sisters. All of us went together, and we made a day out of it. We went and had lunch, and then went over there, and then went shopping, and it was so much fun. But one thing you need to know is you need to email Ellis County Art Association, and that information's on the website.
Yeah, it is. When we have these come up, we post it on the website, and the website is elliscountyart.net. elliscountyart.net. And it's very easy to navigate through that website, even if you're like me and you're kind of clunky on computers. I can even do it. So if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah, I did it. I went in there and I emailed them and asked for a date, and we scheduled it, and it really worked out good. It was a fun event. So I highly recommend going over there, even if you don't have artistic skills, which I'm not an artist in that way, so I was really happy. I have it in my living room right now.
Well, great. Yeah. And it's normally, it's instructed by Barbara Woods, who's actually a professional teacher of art. That's her occupation. And she's a member of our association and just loves to have workshops and classes and teach. So even if you have a group like you did, and you'd like to get that group together to do something, then we can work it out. We have a classroom in the back, mm-hmm. behind the gallery. You can enter from the back. Plenty of parking, surprisingly enough.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even realize that whole classroom was back there. I wasn't sure where we were going to do it. And when they took us to the back, I'm like, oh, my goodness. We had a full-size, plenty of room, classroom.
Yeah. It's actually a party room. And in fact, we're considering renting it out for people in the community. If you're a resident of Ellis County,
mm-hmm.
You can contact us again at elliscountyart.net. And info at elliscountyart.net is our website, our email address. So actually, We're quite flexible, and we're open to dealing with the public and helping in any way we can, so that people,
that's a good idea,
you know, have things that they can count on downtown.
Yeah, and there's tables and chairs already in there,
yes,
so that's
ma'am.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we have everything needed.
Kitchen.
We have a cleanup area. We have a big screen if they wanted to show a video of whatever their group does. As a matter of fact, I think. This September, we're going to be hanging an exhibit of the Ellis County Creative Quilters group. And we did that last year, and it was very successful. We had a huge crowd of people coming in. We had it up for, I think, a month. This time we may have it up for 2 months. It'll be hanging in that classroom on the wireframe on the wall.
Oh, okay.
So they can put up their full-size creative quilts. That these quilts are not like your grandma's quilts. These quilts will be quilts that are actually pieces of art, where they've stitched entire landscapes and scenery of other, and faces of people and portraits and just amazing things that are stitched into the cloth. So they're actually using quilting cloth for their palette, just instead of canvas and oils. But it is amazing.
Are they going to have a Dave McSpadden face up there?
I doubt it. I hope not.
You're going to go in there and you're going to see your face as big as day.
I hope not. I doubt that very much. But we do have fun. It's Ellis County Art is a great association to belong to, whether you're a painter or you're an artist or a photographer or not.
Mm-hmm.
And people that are especially creative in photography ought to check us out. If you'd like to hang your work in public in an actual official gallery, we have opportunities for people down there. So we're very accessible and anxious to work with anyone in Ellis County.
Good. That sounds good. Well, Dave, thank you for joining me this morning. And this is Ellis County Art Association, Art on the Square.
Yes, ma'am.
Located right there next to Farm Look, across from the courthouse. Yeah. And there's a bicycle out front if you get lost.
Yes, so colorfully painted bicycle. I spray painted that one myself.
I like that. All right, Dave, we appreciate you joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
All right, we'll talk to y'all next week.